after, you know, I got to, I'm not going to let the media strategy of contrasting the squad with Joe Biden to somehow reconstitute the myth of his moderation, right? You got to give credit to the squad because they're stupid. They're wrong. They're unforgivable, but at least they're consistent to their principles. This jackass didn't do a thing when cops were being killed, when businesses were being burned. He hid in his basement, and only when it became politically expedient, when he was worried about losing an election, and now when an election is coming up, all of a sudden he's backing the blue because he felt it was better at the time, right, to embrace the woke orthodoxy that put BLM above law enforcement. That's what he did. So I'm sorry, when I see, you know, CNN's recently purchased conservatives, you know, those principled few supporting, oh, isn't this great? Look at him, such a good thing. You're an idiot, because this guy was nowhere to be found. Lastly, the thing that gets me bad, that gets me crazy, is I know a lot of people are pissed off about these two Republicans that heckled. That's nothing compared to this cosplay that you see, the stand up and applause, the sit down. No matter how stupid Biden said something, people have to applaud. This is kabuki applause line theater, right? And we are expected as idiot Americans to go, oh wow, everything coming out of his mouth is somehow majestic and moral and meaningful. Of course not. And by the way, both sides do this, right? But for some reason, it is more disgusting. Heckling is bad, but heckling is real. What we watched there was fake. And for anybody applauding him supporting law enforcement, you're an idiot.